jerked some of the propeller blades so that one would pass its motion to the others. In his mind, his whirligigs were meshed the same way, parts of a single coast-to-coast creation. The world itself was a whirligig, its myriad parts invisibly linked, the hidden crankshafts and connecting rods carrying motion across the globe and over the centuries. He took off his pack. A few nights before, he'd come to the end of 2 years before the mast, the author's ship finally returning safely to Boston Harbor. He pulled out the book, felt linked with the writer and Emil and the others he'd met on the trip, and walked back inside the office. He placed it on the book exchange shelf, aware he was nudging an invisible gear forward. He wondered who would read it next. He scanned the titles and decided on The Strange Lives of Familiar Insects. Outside, a warm breeze ran its fingers through the trees. He started reading while he walked down the road.
The novel closes with Brent reflecting on the whirligigs. He thinks about how he connected the propellers of the last one so that the movement of one part would cause other parts to move. Then he becomes more philosophical. He imagines that all of his whirligigs are connected, and he realizes that the world is like a whirligig, its myriad parts invisibly linked. By the way, I'm pretty sure myriad means many, and that would make sense because the world definitely has many, many parts. Brent's last thoughts pretty much sum up the theme of this book. Like the parts of a whirligig, we are all invisibly connected, and everything we do, all of our actions, have consequences in the lives of other people. What do you think? Do you agree with that theme? How do you think that your actions might affect the lives of others, including people you've never met? You know, I really like this book. Thanks for reading it with me.